This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. How are you on this Monday morning?
Well, so far, zero complaints this Monday morning. Everything's kind of going smoothly, except the fact that it is Monday morning. I know Saturday night I was thinking, oh, it's still Saturday, I've still got one more day, and well, that wasn't true. We just filled up our weekend, and it was here and gone. What also might have made it a little different is this past week I took off Wednesday instead of Friday for my year wind down here, so maybe in my head I had another three-day weekend there, but nope, that's not till this week. But, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah, so far the day is going well. And, yeah, looking forward to a busy day as usual. How was your weekend?
Excuse me. Overall, my weekend was really good. Friday, I spent a good portion of the time down at my daughter's. She had some things she needed to address. And so Karen and I took care of the kids from noon on till about 6 o'clock. Saturday, I did a bunch of stuff around the house. And yesterday, I went down to Springville and shot. And then did some more stuff around the house. And tried to watch the Bills game, but I could only watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, we went out to dinner and then a play yesterday, and we ended up going to that Swiston's Beef and Keg, which is just a bar over on Young Street in Tonawanda. And first time I was ever there, Kevin, who was in our group, he had been there before, right on the canal there, and when he was there the last time, he paddled up with a friend of his and parked their kayaks. And went in and had a bite to eat. This time of year, that place is pretty quiet. And the only thing that was happening there is people watching the Bills game. We had three of the four of us had these specials where you get a roast beef sandwich and five wings, and that worked out pretty nice. Service was a little slow, but. Yeah, it was okay. Food was good, and then we went to a play. But yeah, Caroline and Kevin, we went with. They're definitely into watching the Bills. So the game was on TV behind us as we were eating. A little bit of a distraction, but it's to be expected. And I don't think we found out that they won until we were on the intermission at the play.
Yeah, it was a nerve-wracking game. I listened to most of the first half. I was outside doing some stuff. I figured it was decent enough to do that. And then I started watching the second half, and it looked like they were going to lose, so I went off and did other things. And then I could tell Karen was watching it, and it was getting interesting, so I turned it back on, and sure enough, they were able to pull it out.
I guess now you have to go back and watch the highlights of the game to see all the plays that you missed.
I have tried that in the past, and doesn't do anything for me.
Understandable. I don't want to say I can appreciate that, but I can definitely relate to that. Let's see. Yeah, I played a little bit of radio stuff this weekend, only in that I was trying out different fuse tap locations for my radio, and I think I've come to the conclusion that of all the ones that I, the small handful that I thought would be a good contender, might not be to do what I want it to do. It works. Don't get me wrong. It absolutely works. That's what I, the minimum of what I wanted to do. Basically, I'm trying to find a fuse in the instrument fuse panel that turns on when the key turns on, but stays on when I turn the key off for a minute or two or until I open the door. And, yeah. And I don't necessarily want it to turn on when the remote starter turns on either. So that's the other kicker. I think I'm down to a couple spots, but I only have fused taps for the Micro 2 positions, not the Micro 3 positions. So I ordered a couple of those off of eBay, not eBay, off of Amazon to check those out. And just probing them with the meter, it seems like they're doing what I wanted to do. It's just hard to hold the probe there and do everything I wanted to do, cycle the ignition, you know, start it, remote start it, all that stuff, and see if the timing's right. So I think I'm really down to two, so I'll try plugging into those maybe sometime this week and see how those work out. Other than that, not really too much radio play. Busy doing some other stuff this weekend, and yeah, it won't be long, and we'll have Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and everything will be a blur. But yeah, maybe I'll pause to see if Jeff or Ross are in there. This is K2PCB. Yep, nothing heard in there. Everyone else seems that must be pretty busy this morning. I didn't think I was on that early. I should flip over to direct now that Ross switched to CCSS and see how that works. But I can play with that as I'm cruising along here, flipping back and forth. See what else? What else? Yeah, I don't know if I have any updates from the weekend. It was putting up Christmas decorations. I know Christmas decorations, but since we're not having Thanksgiving at our place this year, Lynn wanted to skip right ahead. So I had to go up into the rafters of the garage this weekend and pull that stuff down. She's packing up the fall stuff, and Christmas is going up. So it looks kind of weird in there. Definitely jumping a little bit ahead on the seasonal decor.
Yeah, the other day I hung up the outdoor Christmas lights because it wasn't too bad of a day. I did that, and then I realized I really didn't check them before I put them up, so that's on the agenda for today. I was going to do some listening instead of a female because I didn't have any female connectors. Excuse me. I didn't have any, so I ordered some off Amazon. They should be in today, so I should be able to hook up to the current antenna that I have and listen to some, see what's on SDR and some of the other bands.
Yeah, it's funny that you, not funny that you mentioned SDR, but I'm sure you probably, I don't know when he came on board. The gentleman down in North Carolina, the new engineering manager that is filling the role that Don Sampson had, and he was up here visiting this past week, and I'm not exactly sure when he started, so if there was any chance that you guys could have interfaced at all. His name's Paul, but I had a brief exchange with him during the week while he was here, and then Jim Higby was telling me on Friday that he is a electromagnetic, electromagnetic file between EMC, spectrum analyzers, SDRs. He was talking to Jim Higby about it and talking about electromagnetic fields and, you know, because obviously Jim's, you know, an EE, and they were talking microelectronics, but I was hoping to maybe catch him one more time before he left and, you know, see if he had any, you know, radio experience. It kind of sounded like it, according to Jim, but he didn't outright ask him. So, Yeah, maybe the next time he's around, I'll have to talk to him some more.
I did not meet him. He must have been hired after I left. So didn't meet him. I'm wondering if Ross or Jeff are in there. This is KE2PET2.
Well, I'll jump in here and say good morning, everybody. KC2PET.
Good morning, KC2PET. How are you today?
Well, good morning to you, Brad. I am doing well. Did a lot this weekend. Actually, I got some radio time to play. Chaz was knowing I was trying to switch, work on my Vertex radio. I used that as a node, but I forgot it had that, it has a glitch in it. And it's, that might have to just be a mobile, I think. If it's going to keep doing that, I can't have it as a node. It lights up your trunk a lot. And it's definitely not a very welcoming sound all the time we're trying to talk.
You must be just leaving your house, Ross?
Nope, I'm a little ways out. I'm just passing on Town Lang Road.
Okay, because your first couple transmissions were a little weak and staticky, but now you're starting to come in pretty good.
Maybe I was down in a hole. That could have done it. I know there's coming down a hill from Town Lang, I probably get a pretty good signal, and then I'm in a low, and then probably came up out of it. So I'll throw over to Travis. It's KC2PET.
Okay, I'm going to do a quick experiment here. I'm on the... Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm on the PL side going indirect, so I'd be curious how Brad is hearing me over on this side. Brad's definitely much, much, much stronger than you are. Yeah, I had to open up my squelch a little bit to hear you there, Russ.
All right, well, I can hear you pretty well. I'm just coming up the pavement right now.
Travis, I can hear you very clearly. I get a full 5 bars, and now that Ross has hit pavement, he's given me 5 bars as well.